Okay, back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Right now, we're going to completely shift gears. It's time for some MLB news and notes. And our go-to guy, always ready to hit it out of the ballpark, and that, of course, is Andy Pondillo. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. This is like the World Series championship here in Houston for an Astros.
I love it.
It's been a decade since the team has really had anything to cheer about. So the fans, they can't contain their excitement right now.
How can we say thank you to you? Because obviously, you know, baseball players are pretty superstitious. It's all about that, you know, just the time that you're spending over there in the dugout, right?
I hope so. Maybe I could be their good luck charm and get some more inside access doing that.
Okay, so the Astros. Here we are. What, we're 20-plus games into the season. The Astros were in first place, and this is, what did you say, the most impressive run you've seen in quite some time?
Yeah, because the Astros traditionally have been a slow starting team. This team, not exactly, because the whole thing's been overhauled, but even if you go back to the 2004 to 2005 seasons, which are considered the golden years by many Astros fans, they started those seasons extremely slow out of the gate, and for whatever reason, that's always been an epidemic. They hadn't had a winning April, I want to say, in close to a decade. Even just to be close to 500 would have been considered a happy April. And then here they are winning just about every game in the last week. They stand at first place in the American League West by a pretty decent margin to start off the season. Just about everything going right. So this is really fun for the Astros right now.
Okay, so what's the forecast for the month of May? How do you see this playing out and some of the competition that they'll be facing? I know we touched on this lightly last week.
The interesting thing is April proved to be one of the hardest schedules for them from month to month. They play nothing but competitive teams this month. They play the Mariners, the Angels, the Padres. They've handled all of these teams admirably, and they're still going to play competitive teams headed out through the end of this month with a four-game set versus the Mariners going on right now. So once they move to May, the schedule does ease up a little bit. But in Major League Baseball these days, you have a couple really good teams, a couple really bad teams. Then you have a whole bunch of teams we just don't really know year to year. They could be good. They could be wild card contenders. They could be good for 4 months and then fall off the map. They could make a run late in the season. A lot is just when you catch these teams and who you're facing. So I would imagine the Astros should continue to succeed the way they are because they've been finding different ways to win games. The identity of this team is a team that can win by stealing bases, by pitching, by defense, and definitely by that power. So they've shown that they can win in a variety of ways. I would expect that to continue, yet this team strikes out at a high clip. That will lead to some possible stretches where they don't succeed. That's just a 162-game season. You hope to try and stay as consistent as possible.
Okay, so Andy, should Astro fans be kind of tapping the brakes just a bit and not getting too excited? Because as good as this news is, you know, having Jed Lowry, he's out till mid-July. That is a huge blow for them. How does that impact the Astros?
That's a devastating blow for the Astros. But in the games after, they were knocking the ball out of the park. You know what? They scored 14 runs the first game that he was out of the lineup. So they show they can still score runs, and they can score in a variety of ways. Marwin Gonzalez on the bench is a very strong utility player, and he's shown that. He's batting, you know, right around 300 right now, I believe. He's hit for some power. He can play every position in the field. So he comes in to play shortstop for the time being. Carlos Correa, the top shortstop prospect in AA right now. A lot of people want him to come to the major league level. I don't think the Astros are going to do that unless they get desperate. They're very lucky to have a guy like Marwin on the bench. And when they signed Jed Lowry, this injury was a freak injury, but injuries are a part of his game. You needed to know that you had a steady backup. I think Marwin gets the job done. You're going to see a loss of production there when it comes to the home run ball. Probably not as rangy at short as Marwin, but I think they're in good hands with their backup situation. It's not a total loss like it would be for some teams.
Okay, it's our MLB news and notes with our very own from YSR. That is Andy Pondillo. Andy, reach out to the audience. Tell them where they can check things out with you.
You can always listen to my podcast, Astro Chat, at climbingtowshill.com.
Okay, so the Astros off to this fast start. They've got power at the plate. We hit on this last week, talking about Springer, Gattis, Carter, that they were a little slow coming out of the gates. What kind of progress are you seeing from them at this point?
Well, starting off with George Springer, he's found ways to be successful. Even if he's not swinging the bat as capable as he can, he's drawing his walks. He's stealing a ton of bases this season, which is something we didn't see featured at the major league level last year. Everybody knew he was capable. Some projected him to be a 20-20, even a 30-30 guy if he ever met his full potential. Right now, he's showing that he should be able to steal upwards of 25 to 30 bases basis this year. Extremely aggressive on the base pass. So he has that going for him. His defense has been five-star out there, gold glove caliber defender in right field. So the power at the plate, he now has, you know, a couple home runs under his belt. He had a five RBI game recently, so he's starting to show signs that he's breaking out of his funk. And they're going to need that now without Jed Lowrie. Everyone's going to be dependent on a little bit more in that lineup. I look to George Springer to be that guy. The good thing, again, is that he can be productive even if he's not bashing home runs on a daily basis. As for Evan Gattis, Chris Carter, they're both showing signs. Evan Gattis, a hero last week as he hit a ball over his head, literally a ball over his head to straightaway center field to win a game. It's actually one of the craziest feats I've ever seen on a Major League Baseball field. Chris Carter, not exactly locked in right now, but he's starting to ping hits around the field. He's starting to get some singles. He's had some key RBIs. And it really shows this lineup right here. Not all of these guys have to be producing at once. If only a couple of them are, there's so many run producers in the lineup. There's different ways they can beat you. So they found ways to win, even without these guys smashing a ball, which leads a lot of positivity to the half glass full campaign that I've been kind of running myself, telling Astros fans, look, they're winning these games and these guys aren't hitting the ball crazy, and they're still scoring runs. They're still scoring 5, 6, 7 runs a game, and they're not getting huge production out of the middle of their order. So this could be a very fun summer if it pans out the way I think it could.
Okay, so you touch on offensively the progress that we've seen, but what about defensively? A guy that's really made some improvements is Dallas Keuchel. I mean, is he the best pitcher in MLB right now?
I think he has to be. A .73 ERA. The big, big wild card this season was, what would Colin McHugh, Dallas Keuchel, what would these guys do? Dallas Keuchel, you didn't think it could get much better than last year because his season came out of nowhere. Was that a mirage? We see pitchers all the time come out of nowhere and have one fabulous season, then they go right back down to the pack. Dallas Keuchel has proven he's not going to be that guy this year. I've seen enough of his pitching to see the adjustments he's made this season. Mechanically, as good as it gets. His location has been almost Greg Maddux-like. It's been perfect. The changing of speeds has been unbelievable. And because of that, he's able to get deep into games. He has low pitch counts. He's getting 8 innings, 9 innings a game right now. This guy is pitching like Cy Young caliber material.
Wow.
And the Astros have not seen a pitcher pitch with this type of dominance since Roy Oswalt. This is going to be a lot of fun to see if he can keep that up this season. Again, you always wonder when these guys have huge years, can they repeat those seasons? So far, Dallas Keuchel has done that.
Okay, defensively, Jake Marisnyk, he certainly has surprised Astro fans with his fabulous defense, hasn't he?
Yes, he's playing gold glove caliber defense out in center field, and you also have George Springer flanking him, Kobe Rasmus flanking him, so you have three center fielders in a three-person outfield where there are teams out there that they don't really have one center fielder. They just put a guy in center field because somebody's got to play the position. This defense, outfield defense, has been as good as I've seen. And it would be interesting to see at the end of the year how many runs they actually save.
Oh, Andy Pondillo with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Give us a quick hit on the Astros. They've hit for a lot of power, but what about their speed? I mean, you talk about stolen bases. That's impressive.
It's Altuve, Marisnyk, Springer. These guys run it.
Is he taller than you, by the way?
No. Altuve is, I think,
5'6".
Yeah. I think he's half a foot shorter than me. But, you know, he does what he does. He has a small strike zone. He runs the bases well. These guys, their aggressiveness on the base path has led to a lot of runs this season. The worry you always have with base stealers is hope they don't hurt themselves out on the base paths because they play a little recklessly at times, and those little fingers near spikes when you're going into a base, you get kind of scared. You hold your breath when they go in hard.
Okay, our very own Andy Pondillo has been with us tonight at YSR. MLB news and notes. Next week, we're going to get into Josh Hamilton coming on home to the Rangers, and I want to get your perspective on that.
Sounds good.
That's right. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, got to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, @ERadioSports. We will be right back with much, much more.